Well, today we have a very interesting passage from John chapter 8, one of the Lord's sort of debates and discussions with the religious leaders of the day. And it's all about slavery versus freedom and truth versus lies and whose children are they? Are they children of God? Are they children of another? And so when we take a look at this, we see some very interesting things that came up between the Lord's debate and arguments with the religious leaders. Jesus said that if they remained in his word, they would become his disciples and they would know the truth, and the truth would set them free. And that's a beautiful expression: the truth will set us free. See, in modern society, there's so many lies being spread throughout society. And so many people are confused and imprisoned and enslaved in sin because they don't know the truth and the truth has not set them free. So when somebody discovers the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth of the Catholic Church and the beauty of its teachings, it does set them free. And that the Lord wants us to be free. He does not want us to be enslaved to sin. He does not want us to be enslaved to false philosophies or bad theology. He wants us to truly be free and to accept the fullness of his truth. The Lord makes a very powerful point. Everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Again, those who live in sin become slaves of sin. And we see this in society so often today. There are so many people that are addicted to things, addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, addicted to material things or immorality, gambling, whatever it might be. There are so many addictions. These things enslave people. And oftentimes, they, of course, need the power of the sacraments to break free, the power of confession, sometimes spiritual guidance or direction or even a counseling to overcome their slavery to these different forms of sin. Again, it's rampant throughout the society. And so Jesus says, those who commit sin become the slave of sin. And we see this so often. But Jesus can give us victory. It says, when the Son frees you, you will truly be free. And this is what we've seen so often. People, when they turn their life over to God and go to AA or NA or these other different groups where they realize that they need God's help. And they turn their life over to God, ask God to help them. And then with God's power, God's grace, God's amazing grace, people can break free of this slavery to sin. So we begin with confession and then developing good habits and virtues and good practices such as the daily Mass, Communion, Eucharistic Adoration, the Rosary, good spiritual reading, reading of Sacred Scripture, acts of service, acts of charity. See, these things develop good habits and good virtues which help people break the slavery of sin. And so you have on the one hand those who are enslaved to sin because of vice and immorality, and those who, with the power of Christ, the power of God, break free and become truly free. So, what is freedom? Freedom is the power to do the right thing. And that is a special blessing when you meet people that are truly free. They are so at peace because through God's grace and through the development of a life of virtue, they are able to resist temptation and be able to stay close to God. So then the Lord continues his discussion with the religious leaders, how they are enslaved to sin, sadly. They are trying to kill the Lord. And the Lord says that if you were truly God's children, you would accept me because I came from God. I am here telling you what I heard from the Father. And if you were truly Abraham's children, you would accept me. Because Abraham did the works of God. Abraham believed God. But these religious leaders were trying to kill the Lord. And Jesus says, you're doing the works of your father. And they objected to that. They said, you know, we're not born of illegitimacy. They said, God is our father. And Jesus says, if God were truly your father, you would love me. Because I came from God and am here because he sent me. So I guess the main thing we should take from today's gospel is the difference between being enslaved to sin versus being free in Jesus Christ. And the power of Christ, with his grace, his sacraments, can give freedom to each and every person.